أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لولا أن تداركه نعمة من ربه لنبذ بالعراء وهو مذموم. فاجتباه ربه فجعله من الصالحين. In the previous ayat we read, Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to be hasty like Yunus alayhi salam, who was the person of the fish, that he became upset with his people and he left them and he went away and he was very, very angry and upset that they are not bringing iman. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sabr for the clear commandments of Allah Ta'ala when he should leave Makkah Sharif, Baitis, make hijrat and go to Madinatul Munawwara. So further Allah Ta'ala explains about Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah says, لَوْلَا أَن تَدَارَكَهُ نِعْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. اگر نہ سنبھالتا اس کو احسان تیرے رب کا. If Allah Ta'ala had not shown His special favor on Yunus alayhi salam, which is known as ijtiba. Ijtiba is that Allah Ta'ala draws a person to Himself. Like a magnet pulls other iron towards it, Allah draws a person to Him. And this is what we have to continuously make dua also from Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, oh Allah, pull us towards you. And when Allah will pull us towards Him, nothing in the world can pull us away from Allah Ta'ala. And then when a person is drawn to Allah and in that close relationship with Allah, that person only knows what is the enjoyment of his namaz, tilawat, obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and what enjoyment he gets in staying away from haram. So this is a very special quality, and that comes when Allah Ta'ala draws a person and we have to make dua, and we continuously in any case must carry on with our amal. Whether we're not enjoying our namaz, our tilawat, it's like by force we are doing, we must just carry on all the time. And make dua that, Ya Allah, you pull us towards you. So Allah Ta'ala, though Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam left his people without the clear permission of Allah Ta'ala, etc., and he was very angry with his people, but Allah Ta'ala had drawn him. Had Allah not drawn him to him, Allah Ta'ala says, لَنُبِذَ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَهُوَ مَذْمُومٌ. To phenka gaya hai tha, chatiyal maidan mein ilzam kha kar. You should have been thrown out of the stomach of the fish on some barren land, and there you should just have got destroyed. Nothing should have been left of you. You should have died there, and nothing should have been left of you. So when difficulties and hardships come on a person, like on Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, at that time we must turn more to Allah Ta'ala. And especially the dua Yunus alayhi salam made, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. We must increase that abundantly. And very preferably after Asr namaz to read it 41 times. And to read the surat Alam Nashrah 3 times. And to read Durood Sharif. Whatever problems, difficulties we have got, Allah will take us out of that and He will make us closer to Him. Otherwise many people in their problems get completely destroyed. They, for example, turn, na'uzubillah, to alcohol, they turn to drugs, they turn to other things, and they go further from Allah. So that is a test Allah puts on a person, and in that test he must be very careful, he must fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala, make lot of sincere tawbah and istighfar, and these words of Yunus alayhi salam are very, very effective, he should read them there. فَجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ. Phir nawaza usko uske rab ne. So Allah Ta'ala, when he turned in sincerity and he read this dua with real from his heart, Allah Ta'ala made ijtiba. Allah pulled him towards him. And Allah faj'alahu min as-salihin. Phir kar diya usko neko me. And Allah made him amongst the righteous and the pious. When you pass an exam, you go to a higher level. So Allah, he passed this exam with flying colors and he went to a higher level. And these conditions come upon all of us. Some difficult conditions, sometimes with illnesses, sometimes with finances, sometimes domestic problems, all types of problems. At that time you must be more firm on deen and turn to Allah Ta'ala and beg for of him his favors, and then he pulls us closer towards him. وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ اور منکر تو لگ ہی رہے ہیں کہ پھیلاوے تجھ کو اپنی نگاہوں سے. And this now Allah returns and refers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are also going through a very hard time. And what was this hard time? You were making tabligh of the deen. And the ayats of the Quran, you were reciting it to the non-believers and giving them da'wah to accept Islam. And as you were giving the non-believers of Makkah, they hated the Quran Sharif through and through, because it went totally against the grain of idol worship. It condemned in the most strongest terms the idol worship, and it showed what a ridiculous thing idol worship is, and that they had cherished very greatly. So they just could not tolerate the recitation of the Quran. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should read the Quran Sharif to them, then they should look at Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with daggers in their eyes. That is, they used to look with great hatred. And when somebody looks at you like that, you also seem to draw back at that time. And for us, generally it is, if somebody just looks at us like that, we say, in future I won't speak a word of deen in front of that person, because the way he shows his enmity to him, to me. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to convey the whole message of deen, no matter what the odds were against him. What terrible odds were against him, it was his duty, Allah made it, Allah helped him, and he conveyed the message completely. We are frightened to tell our own children something. We are frightened to tell the wife something also. She will get cross, she will get upset. Somebody just raises their voice little bit, we keep quiet and we forget the matter. But for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in his high position of Nabuwat, and he had to convey the message, it was not allowed. According to some Mufassireen, that the way they look at you was the nazar they make. There were always there are people who make this nazar, who cast evil spells over people with their eyes. So there were people like that in Makkah Sharif also. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the Quran Sharif, they send these people to come and cast the evil eyes to make nazar on Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And that nazar had no effect, and they returned completely, utterly failing in their mission, and they could not do anything to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that also, if somebody is doing that to us, then also Allah gave us the remedy. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The ayatul kursi, mu'awwadhatain, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Allah has given us great, great protection. And even this ayat is great protection, especially from the effects of jinn. The last ayat of 29 Supara, وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. It's got a great effect. If jinn affects a person, it will save him from that also. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ. Whenever they hear the dhikr of the Quran, they hear the talks of Quran, then they want to cast this evil spells over you. And they want to look at you with poison eyes, and they want to make you frightened the way they look at you, but you carry on with your mission. وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ اور کہتے ہیں وہ تو باولا ہے. And though what they used to say, different things. Sometimes they used to say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes black magic. Sometimes they used to say he's a madman. Sometimes they used to say he's under the caste of the jinnat. Jinnats are controlling him. Na'uzu billah. The talks of the Quran are not at all any talks like that. They are the most superior and superb talks. And that brings us to the end of Surah Qalam, and the great, great lessons for us in the Surah also. May Allah make it part of our life, and let us subscribe to it fully. Wa akhiru da'wana.